This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose, and indeed you can. You know, if you look at the obesity crisis, as people describe it in the United States, it's so serious that it's almost a joke. Imagine that you come from another planet, or that you're with someone who comes from another planet, and you tell him or her, we have a terrible crisis in the world today. The person says, really, what's your crisis? Well, everybody's fat, everybody's overweight, and we can't make it go away. And the person from another planet would say, you know, do you know how to make it go away? And you say, sure, of course we know how to make it go away. And the person would say, how? And you say, well, tell people not to eat as much food. So why don't you do it? He said, because nobody can stop putting all that food in their mouth. That's the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the whole problem. There is no other problem. It's not the food. The food just lays there. The food is almost not a participant in why you got fat. But if you really want to cure everything, you want to make it go away, you have to understand how everybody got fat to begin with. Now look at it. Nobody wanted to be fat. It's not fun to be fat. It makes you uncomfortable. If people are fat, they don't like the way they look. Nobody forced them to be fat. Your health is impaired if you're fat. People talk about diabetes, heart issues, problems, stress on your joints if you're fat. So being fat is not a good thing. Now we can pretty well agree on that. The question is, so why did people make themselves fat? If you're fat, why did you make yourself fat? Was it a secret that you got fat? No, of course not. You knew you were getting fat. Then you knew why you were getting fat, because you put all that food in your mouth. Remember, eating is fundamentally putting food in your mouth. There was almost literally nothing else involved. It's just putting food in your mouth. That's the only thing that makes you fat. And you did it on purpose, by yourself. Nobody forced you. Nobody had a gun at your head and say, go do it. People get fat because they put all the food in their mouth. They know they're getting fat, and they can't stop it. So the problem is, why can't you stop it? Why couldn't you just say, hey, this is stupid. I'm causing myself grief. I'm making myself ill. I'm not having any fun. I'm not popular. I don't have the social life I like. Why don't I just stop putting all the food in my mouth? That's all it takes. The problem is you can't do it. You can't stop. Why? And I'll tell you why. This is where people don't want to hear this. They want a magic pill. And maybe there'll be one someday. As of right now, there isn't. So why you put all the food in your mouth? You want to know why? Because emotionally you have a need to do it. People talk about willpower. That's nonsense. Willpower will never trump an emotional need. Emotional needs will win 100% of the time. When things get tough, when you're under stress, what do? You put food in your mouth. You want something in your mouth. You can take a walk, you can take a shower, you can read a book, you can call a friend, you don't. What you do and what everybody does is put the food in their mouth. Now, that tells you why everybody got fat. It also tells you why nobody's going to get thin. Because you still have the need to put food in your mouth. All you have to do to weigh less, I don't like to use the term losing weight, because effectively almost no one ever permanently loses weight. You can count the people you know who have permanently lost weight on the fingers of one hand. So what's the problem? Because you have this emotional need to keep putting food in your mouth. I don't call it eating. You really have to. Eating is almost a glamorous term. You have to stop using the word eating. Use the words put food in your mouth. You're putting more food in your mouth than you need. All you had to do if you want to lose weight, if you want to use that term, or weigh less, is don't put as much food in your mouth. Hey, not rocket science, not genius. You don't need anybody to tell you what foods to eat. Just put as much. Or put different foods. So why don't you do it? Why doesn't everybody do it? There are billions of people who do it and can't stop. How do you explain that to a person from another planet? We know exactly what to do to stop everything. To stop the grief, to stop the epidemic, to stop obesity, to stop the plague of unhappiness that obesity visits on everyone. Why don't we do it? Because we can't. And until you grasp and come to grips with the notion and the fact of the matter that it's an emotional need, that's causing you to do all this. You're never going to have a chance to ever weigh less. Your chance of weighing less is very close to zero if you don't eliminate the emotional need you feel to put food in your mouth. I must tell you, it's really easy to eliminate, but you have to grasp the problem. Ask yourself, if you're fat, why you got fat? And remember, you made yourself fat. Food did not make you fat. You did not have to put the food in your mouth. If you listen to these podcasts and go to my website and read the daily experiences, you'll learn how to do this. By the way, I don't want any of your money. It's free. The problem is too serious to have people seeking to make money or profit off of it. I don't want any of your money, not a penny. What I do want to know, I want you to know, is how to stop this, how to eliminate the emotional need to put food in your mouth. And I will tell you how to do it. It is really fundamentally so simple that when you learn how to do this, and you can learn it in a few days, by the way, you say, good Lord, why did I ever do that? That was stupid. That was a mistake. The whole thing was a terrible mistake, and I never have to do it again. This is John Thomas. Keep listening to my podcasts. I will tell you exactly how to eliminate the emotional need to put food in your mouth, because that's what made you fat, and that's what's keeping you fat. And the solution is so simple, so fundamentally simple, that you will say, oh, gosh, it was just idiotic that I did this. It was self-inflicted. Self-inflicted in a way, but the fact of the matter is, as long as you feel this emotional need, you don't have any control over it, almost none. If you doubt that, go look in a mirror. Look at your friends. Are they fat? You bet. Or else you wouldn't be listening to this. Stick with it. Listen to my podcasts. I'll be broadcasting more. And within a very short period of time, you will be the master of your own destiny. You will no longer have to put food in your mouth for any emotional reason. The only time you'll be putting food in your mouth is when your body needs nutrition. When you feel that your body needs nutrition, you'll put food in your mouth or eat. Otherwise, you won't. And it is that simple. You can tell that to the guy from the other planet. This is John Thomas. Bye.